Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cave School. I'm Paul, your Game Master. With me we have Ert, who plays Chimera, a.k.a. Chris Hollerin.
Yes.
Rob, who plays Codex, a.k.a. Travis Lang.
Howdy.
And last but not least, Natalie, who plays Mirage,
Hi.
A.k.a.
Hi.
Athena mm-hmm. Richards. Mm-hmm. All right, question of the day. It's my turn. Is if you could have, if your character could have a 1 hour conversation with anyone alive or dead that isn't related to you, who would it be?
Amara Tenzi.
Yeah. You could,
we've had a short conversation already. I
mean, that could happen easy. Like,
yeah. But she's from him, either the smartest person or up there on the list. He doesn't know for sure, but.
Probably is, yeah.
And. She has a task for him, and so he's been working on it.
Yeah.
And she did want to meet with him already, so.
Kind of a boring answer, but I'll take it. Because you've already talked to her. I was thinking more like,
yeah, widespread. Never specified.
I know. All right. Natalie or Art, you got an answer?
I was going to say Johnny Appleseed.
A real person.
You are a real person.
Not a folktale hero.
Oh, gee, you're no fun.
The person that was based on Johnny Appleseed.
I mean, like Arbor. What was his name? Lumberjack is like, or the arborist is another plant-based cape.
You can also meet up with the original Chimera. Have a conversation with him.
Because, look.
Natalie, go. You think for a second?
Yep.
Natalie.
Well, you said like a person that's in our world, so I just thought of Jane Goodall. Why not?
That's a valid answer.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Humanitarian, right?
She did. She did the work with the gorillas.
Gorillas in the mist.
Yeah.
Okay. Now
with,
I do remember.
She worked
that.
With gorillas and stuff.
Yeah, that's cool.
Good person.
And also, like, you have love of animals together. It would be an interesting conversation about anything else.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
No, we're good. That makes sense to me. Art, who's your real answer?
Johnny Appleseed.
It was funny, but I'm still thinking you come up with another one. Damn it.
And who knows, maybe you are related, Johnny Appleseed of this world.
Well,
I mean, I would think like a bonsai master from Japan or something
that's
like
probably
that would be cool, or like the person who planted the tree of life in Africa,
or the person that planted all these trees on our school ground.
You knew who that was. It was Lumberjack.
No, but yeah, I think
Lumberjack.
I thought you said arborist.
No, arborist is another one, but Lumberjack is because he doesn't cut down trees; he makes trees. That's the joke. Mm-hmm. Oh, the plant girl from last season, who makes but she's someone who, if he knew he existed, you would want to meet her. Her name is, it's not Alchemist.
No,
it's
I don't remember.
Sure, I get negative inspiration for messaging.
He gets negative inspiration.
But it's okay. I'm the DM. All right, and it's gone.
No, I think of, some sort of bonsai master or something like that.
Because that would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the natural growth and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking, who would be interesting for your character?
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Okay. All right. And who wants to do the recap from last time?
We went in and did our second trial.
For what consortium?
He dressed something or other.
Dravarius.
Dravara.
Yeah. And also, you got your inspiration for that, right?
Oh, that's right. No, I did not, but I will.
You can just, there's a checkbox on the front. Yep. You can just leave tick boxes, maybe. Alrighty. So, as we left, it was Bridget bringing guys off, and she was kind of holding the three camera drones she sent with you. That you didn't even see them during the fight. They were so small and inobtrusive once the fight started. And she says, all right, let's go back to a hollow chamber to take a look at these, and we'll do an after action report.
All right.
And she takes you guys up to, actually, she takes you, strangely enough, to the tower you guys live in. But you go to the basement, and there, and something that you saw labeled as like movie room, is it's like a 50 foot dome underneath, so that you could do like a Omnimax movie. And as you guys sit in the nice chairs, she puts it up on the projector. She says, "So, what went right? What went wrong?"
I took a swim and missed hard.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
He made a big explosion at the end.
Did he?
Failed the trap.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That didn't go so well for you.
Yeah.
I unlocked something.
Other you moved than that, it a little bit from last night. Went yeah. Pretty well.
Listen.
Yeah.
Oh, she says no. From as she's because you guys watch it. It's only like 2 minutes long. You know, 5 minutes at max. She says no. You guys did very well, from what I can tell. Is there anything that you would change if you could? Besides making sure you found that trap?
No.
No.
Not get in the water with those creatures?
It was either get into melee or wait for them to come out, and they're just running away. Taking cover underwater.
Or shoot fish in a barrel from the side of the water.
Not take so much damage from fucking porcupines.
Hey, you didn't take damage. Your summons did.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did. I hit you twice, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
The only damage I took was from the stupid explosion.
Well, you guys haven't had time to take a short rest at this point.
Correct. Sitting at 7 hit points.
It's not going to be relevant. You're going to get asleep, so don't worry about it. And she says, all right. She's just wanted to go. She goes through and she points out some more like fine-tuned stuff, like watching her footwork and things like that, because you know she went into teacher or like mentor mode. But afterward, after the explosion, she has no video. She doesn't know what was inside the chest. Not like that they got fried, but just like it didn't work. She says, do you want to tell me what was inside there or not? You don't have to. It was more of a curiosity thing.
We got this cool dagger.
That was, she said, well, no, you picked that up off one of the narwhal things.
Yeah, Rob can't remember what's in the chest anymore.
Oh.
Scroll, yeah. Ring, orb.
Right. Nothing to hide. Mm-hmm.
She says, okay, the orb would be interesting because it's probably very old, and I wonder what's changed.
It has some dumb stuff on it.
And you're identified, I would have told you what those things were. So mm-hmm. She says, you might be able to make, there might be someone here who wants the information you have there. So on there, you might be able to levy that as an advantage if you think hard enough about it.
We got to find the school cook because there's information about making soup.
Or Miss Ship Captain in the water stuff.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty then. So you guys are free to go to, you guys go to bed, and it is going to be, there's nothing else going to happen this week. So that was Friday. So you can go to the next week, which I believe would be 7.
I will actually be working on the dagger and seeing which one of us wants it combined with their spark arms.
I don't know how cold mixes with plants.
Yeah.
And she's already weak to cold. Maybe we'll grant her negate the vulnerability.
I'm going to tell you right now, it will
not.
No. That's one of those things that you can't get rid of. It's,
yeah, I know.
If I have it on me, would it damage me?
No.
Okay. Maybe I can have it.
No, it'd be like being very flammable and having something that that lights shit on fire.
Yeah.
As long as you don't get hit, you're fine.
Like people that, you know, juggling fire sticks.
Like in Japan, thinking where they have paper walls and they have a
lanterns.
Stove, or a lantern.
Mm-hmm.
Really dangerous, but it's necessary.
Mm-hmm. Or people, you know, that juggle fire or breathe fire.
Yeah, they're great. If they fuck up, they die.
They fuck up, they breathe the wrong way, they goes into their lungs and they die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, that, you know, that week goes, and
so I will make some dice rolls, See if I can get it to merge with Mirage's spark gun.
So I'm going to tell you this, because with a week you'll be able to get some progress. There's some kind of catalyst you'll need. You'll need to find something or make something.
Do you remember that? In the last episode you asked Rob, and then we kind of went into this.
Okay, so we did forget. Last time, what did you guys do in the rest of your downtime? So I know what Codex did. What did Chimera and Mirage do?
I'm going to take a stab and say Mirage did some animal training.
No. With Keith. I had two things. Number one was animal training with the bird and the cat. And then the other was asking my new parents about that.
Your new parents?
About my parents. I didn't say new parents. I said my parents.
You did say new.
Oh, well. Okay, my parents. About the contract and that kind of stuff.
So you ask them about the contract?
Mm-hmm.
And they are under NDA. They cannot tell you anything about it by law.
Not even the Herc.
Your other dad doesn't leave him alone to make a mistake and tell you. He almost tells you two or three times, and Nighthawk keeps walking in on him. And he's like, come on.
No. I didn't know if there was anything that they could say.
When you call one time, you hear Big Rond in the background.
Mm-hmm. What does she say?
No, she's just in the background.
I can't hear her.
Yeah, no, you hear her saying, all right, guys, so you're on thin ice. It was a big deal that you brought in an extra with you. You're gonna need to step it up if you want to maintain your contract. And you hear Nighthawk say, "Yes, we understand, Rhonda." And the Herc is talking to you, and he's like, "Oh, ignore them. They're just talking business stuff."
And it has nothing to do with me.
No, it's because you guys figured out how to void your contract.
Mm-hmm.
It caused them problems.
Gotcha. And there's nothing I can do to help with that.
Not really, no.
Okay. All right.
Art, what did Chris do? What kind of schmoozing did he do?
Of course he did a lot of schmoozing.
Or what did he do? Like, did he grow anything interesting? Because it could
actually
be relevant.
He was going to be working with the Elder Ron, or the Elder Rune Wood to make the wand as a focus.
Yeah. No, with what was it, 3 weeks I think I gave you guys?
Yep.
Yeah, with 3 weeks you could probably get something, and you wanted it to look gnarled, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you have that at your focus now.
Okay.
And your powers it kind of tingles, and then when you go to summon your spark arms next time, the cantrip version, it eats it. And now whenever it forms, it like forms that again.
Okay.
But laced with lines of greens and browns that go up about a third of the way up the length of it. So now you don't have to carry it around unless you want to. Because it was your power saying, you would like it to do with this. What I'm going to give you for that is once a day, you can turn a miss into a crit with a cantrip.
Oh.
Not a huge thing, but once per day, miss into crit. Here's the thing, you have to miss. Or once per long rest, you know. Yep. Fifth edition terms.
In any of these passing weeks, will I have a chance to actually visit my family?
Well, no, that was the week that you already talked about what you did. This is just catching them up because we forgot to do it.
Nope, I'm just saying.
Well, I am getting there. So, you know, you guys have officially been there. This is the seventh week. They said after 8 weeks, they're going to get you a little bit of shore. They're going to get you some quote-unquote shore leave, like in the military, if that's what Joker calls it. And after the eighth week, you're going to get time with you're going to get to leave. You will have to essentially make a promise to come back. You know, or like things will happen, legal bullshittery. Because now you know about what's there. And also you sign paperwork saying you're not going to tell anybody about anything specific about the school, and you won't talk about who the teachers are. Beyond, like, they list off, like, four names who say they're fine with it. Azuka's fine with it. Gavelmeister's fine with it. The Hammer Brothers are fine. The less private people are fine. But like mm-hmm. Alchemist just said, you can't tell. But yeah, so. So, you know, week seven is... It's a big push. In week nine, you're going to have the semifinals for the competition for the Clash. So that's that weekend before you're going to be able to spend time with your families. But it's week seven, and you guys go through class. We're not going to roll for it because class is boring. So you go through school. You go through class. Your assessment is... I wouldn't call it a combat scenario, but it's going to be a skill challenge. So on the school grounds, it's not perfectly square. It's kind of ovoid and weird shaped. Actually, no, I think it was perfectly circular. I think that's what I had it as. Yeah, it was perfectly circular. So yeah, it's a 10-mile, you know, it's a 10-mile across perfect circle that is, you know, walled. And you guys usually spend time in the southern portion of it. But the northern portion, you're kind of said, hey, ignore that. That's where things are going to have, you know, where you're going to have assessments and things like that. They need time to prepare them. So if I were going to draw it, I'm just going to, as I draw a big circle with a circle in the center for the tower, a little circle down the middle, down bottom middle, and then the trees are over in the bottom right.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go to like the very northern portion of the circle. And there is a simulated... there's a building on fire. And it's essentially, how are you guys going to rescue them? And let's see how many turns it takes you to hit a certain number.
All right, I summon a llama.
Actually, I'm sorry. It's how many successes before how many failures to see if you actually succeed. And there's a bonus for hitting a certain number.
Oh.
Your target number is going to be 17 for the check.
Like saving people?
No, 17 on the dice roll.
Saving
me. They are highly lifelike mannequins.
Mm. Saving people.
Yes. So you are trying to get 5 successes before you get 3 failures.
Okay. And it's like what we did before, where we tell you what we're doing and then we roll for it.
And you can't double up on skills. So eventually you will start running out of things to do.
Mm-hmm. I'm explaining to the listener.
Yeah. So let me set the scenario. There is a 5-story building. There is a 3-story building. And there is a 1-story, you know, that at least 2 of these buildings have basements. But you're not told which ones.
Right.
And the 5-story is an apartment building. The 3-story is a set of businesses, and the 1-story is a restaurant. And after each one of you, something will happen that will make it harder for you as you go, because that's how you're supposed to do this. And I forgot to do that last time. So
what would be? Do we all?
You actually roll initiative to see what order you go in.
Well, I'm thinking beforehand. Is it okay if we discuss? Like a plan.
Yeah, you're given like let's say time around the clock. I'll check the clock. You're given 3 minutes to discuss it.
Okay.
Let's say 2 minutes. Go.
Okay. Do we want to like one person goes to the big one, little one, and the small one, or do we just want to focus fire, go down the line? Because I'm thinking the smaller one could cave in faster than the bigger one.
Like I said, it's restaurant, office building, apartment complex.
My spells are really not currently set to help with this, so...
I mean, you did know that you were told that you were coming to a rescue the next day, so if you want to swap a spell out, you can.
Okay, I can easily do that then. Misty Step, probably I'm gonna have then.
Maybe, I don't know. Aren't you got anything in mind?
No.
How do you deal with things on fire?
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with things on fire?
Yes.
As a plant man?
So, are we going to focus fire, or?
You got another 30 seconds, by the way.
But it takes me that long just to even get to these spells on my thing.
The U problems abound.
Okay.
Art's like, I don't know what I'm thinking of doing. The look on Art's face is like, fuck, my one true weakness. Shit's on fire, yo.
Well, I was thinking,
because you could summon a beast of air instead of beast of
land. I've never met the beast of air, so I get to learn his name.
Yeah.
Or I was thinking either like a monkey or a gorilla to climb in and grab as many and then climb out.
Maybe.
Is what I was thinking. If I have Murphy there, we can put people on Murphy.
Maybe.
I was thinking that kind of stuff. If I have like a gorilla, it could hold up like if a thing was to cave in.
Yeah. All right, that is time. It is time to roll initiative.
That was the longest 30 seconds of my life.
Because you were talking the whole time.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you didn't stop me.
I'm pulling a Shinzoku.
That couldn't have been better.
Rhymes binding ice.
You guys are the only initiatives that matter. I don't have anything to roll for this.
I go last.
I got a 15.
I go last then.
I go first. 19 plus 5. 7 for 26.
I go at 5.
All right, so Natalie, you are first. Where are you going? What are you doing? And what skill are you using?
Okay. So, restaurant is going to be on 1 and 4. The business is going to be 2 and 5. And the apartment building is going to be 3 or 6. I'm going to the apartment building.
Why is it so complicated? Why not just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6?
No, I wanted it because it makes sense in my head. Listen. Base, boom. I clap. And it appears.
And it'd be Beast of Air?
No.
Or Beast of the Gorilla?
Yeah. Beast of King Kong.
What's his name?
King Kong. His name is Ted.
Okay.
It's always Ted.
I know, but
he's like, oh, I'm a gorilla this time. I'm always a bear, so yeah, this is fun and different.
Okay. I think the last time I was one of these, I was underground. Also, that's on fire?
That is on fire. So here's the plan is we need to save the mannequins that are in here and bring them out. Are you ready?
Sure.
I climb on and we go up.
He's only medium. You can't climb on him.
I jump up because I have bunny.
Actually, I think he's small technically. But...
I jump up.
Okay.
And he climbs.
So you jump into the. You can jump to the second story, no problem.
Fantastic.
You're just gonna jump and jump through the flaming build, the flaming window.
Why not? I'm gonna pick a window that's not flaming.
Okay. Okay. And okay. So what kind of skill are you gonna try and use?
Acrobatics, because it's jumping in.
I'll allow it. Roll your acrobatics.
16 plus 7.
You did just fine.
Okay, I jump in. I roll in.
All right, so you've rolled into, it looks like a child's bedroom.
Okay.
There is a mannequin of a child, but it looks like there are two beds in here, but you only see one child.
I look under the bed. I look in the closet. Because statistically, that's where the two places that kids are going to hide in, the closet, in a fire.
In the closet.
Boom.
You find the second kid.
All right.
And roll, and I'm going to ask for a secondary roll. I need you to roll me. What would you guys call like a gentleness check? Like to jump out of a window.
Acrobatics, or straight dex. Unless it's a monkey or a gorilla, then strength. Athletics.
Yeah,
come here, Ted.
Give me a strength from the gorilla and a dex from you. These do not count against your successes. This is a
strength from me.
No, strength from the gorilla.
I'm in the gorilla.
And then dex from you.
Okay. So for the dexterity, it's 17.
For you?
Mm-hmm. Then for the monkey, it is 15 plus 2.
That's enough. Yeah, you managed to safely get two mannequins down. There's like a designated spot for like where they have the quote-unquote ambulance.
Ambulance.
But you guys are team one, and there are other teams watching you guys. Actually, okay. No, sorry. There's a wall up so they can't watch, but they can hear what you say.
Okay. What? They can hear what I was saying?
They can hear what you're saying, but they can't see what's going on.
Okay.
So they can't, copy you or something like that.
Okay.
Or see our mess ups.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
I guess no. Let's say that the only one they can see is the office building. So interesting thing. So like they'll get some insight. Okay, so you managed to save two kids.
Yay!
Ding. Or two mannequins. After that, there is a gout of flame from that, and the level of fire on the apartment building went up by one. Okay, I'm good.
Okay. Next.
All right.
Oh, and you're told that it is simulating about 5 o'clock. It's relevant for like businesses and things like that. Because okay. Your characters would know that.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to actually go to the restaurant then.
Okay. In the restaurant, you see mannequins. They are moving, obviously. Like they're like.
Animatronics.
They're animatronics, yeah. You see there's a waitress cowering underneath, like, by the bar. Actually, what skill are you going to use? And we'll talk about it. But you come into, like, a traditional, like, diner scene.
I was going to go to persuasion to convince them to orderly exit the building at the closest.
I'll allow it.
I love it.
You know, make sure that everybody grabs their
loved ones. And
ten plus 8 for 18.
Yeah, you made it. You succeed. So the animatronics of the five people in there. I'm sorry. You see, you see five people. In the front, there's the like three patrons, the person at behind the counter, and then the waitress all behind.
Okay, yeah, I know there'd be people in the kitchen too, but I'll start with the five that I can see up front.
Got it. Okay. And you hear as you're leaving and leading them out, you hear a muffled grunt coming from the kitchen. And the flames roar. It doesn't look like the fire got any worse, but you hear a high pitch from in there, which is a terrible noise to put in a podcast. Sorry, everybody, but it's like a high pitched a high pressure noise.
Mm-hmm. In my brain, I immediately went to gas. I don't know why.
Yeah, yeah.
You're okay. Right.
Okay. You're 100% good job, me.
I have several ideas of what I want to do. I just don't know which one's the best one. But that leaves me with the business, correct?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to all split up, you can do that. Or you could focus fire something if you think it's a bad idea, a big idea.
Well, I'm like,
also your sibling could do their own thing if you wanted to summon one. And so could your summons if you wanted to send them on their own thing.
That's what I thought maybe we were doing. He took a kid and I took a kid.
Yes, but I'm just saying they could go do their own thing if you wanted them to.
Gotcha.
I mean, they won't be as good as you.
Right.
But they could do it.
Exactly.
Not this turn. I have an idea for next turn.
Boom shakalaka.
All right. I go to enter the business.
Okay.
What kind of business was it?
It's a three-story. There's a bank on the first floor. Then the second floor is a... No, let's say it's a tailor on the first floor. Then a accounting firm on the second, and the third is an IT startup. It's on like a nameplate thing.
Gotcha. I'm going to use either tech or Magitech to try to initiate the fire suppression system.
Roll technology.
I'm going to guidance myself.
I'm only going to allow that once per whole thing, so you can decide to use it right now if you want. Each. You can each do it once.
So she can gains once, too.
Correct.
Do I have a feeling this would work?
Theoretically, yeah.
Okay. Because
it may not work for all the floors, but it might work for one or two of them.
Saving the bottom is probably the best choice.
No. Like, the bottom might... Not all of them might have a fire suppression system. You've never been in a restaurant... You've never been in a converted place that didn't have a fire suppression system?
No, it's pretty much standard in businesses, I thought.
There's a reason why I said it. It'll make sense.
AKA, it's a bad idea. Got it.
No, I did not say that at all.
You're implying it.
Very much so not.
What'd you roll? Oh, no. Is it a one?
And a two on the guidance.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So a total of a 12.
So you fail. And you fail badly. Hold on, is Art doing the erasing? Hold on.
Yes.
Damn it, Art. I was going to get to screw you guys over with that
doll. Okay, he's going to roll another one. I can see it now.
He
dunce capped it. Wow. Straight to the dunce cap.
Wow. We need to get...
Art, pick a die that's going to kill us.
We need to get three more of those and have them on each corner of the desk.
Do I get a reroll guidance or no?
No.
That's a 5 now. So 7, 16.
So you do not succeed, but you do not fail badly enough to cause a problem. To cause it, make it be worse. So you try to, and you get a... like you don't have the administrator password, and you can't figure out a bypass. And you hear the flames roar up above. So that is one failure.
I had a plus 9. I had a decent chance. Even got advantage.
I swear, Rob. I swear.
All right.
Thank you, Art.
Uh-huh.
At least it wasn't a one.
It could have been much worse. Much worse. I had so many fun things I was going to get to do to him with that. And I'm not as happy about it now. All right. That was what happened on yours. Natalie.
Okay. So I'm still in the apartment building.
Correct.
I walk out in the hallway. Is there any other rooms in this floor?
Yeah, it's not a very big building. It's only like three.
It's like a show building.
Well, it's essentially it's two apartments per floor.
Yeah. Right. So is there anyone in that kid's apartment?
No, it's
okay. And then let's go to the second apartment on this floor.
The door is already open.
Perfect. I go in.
There is no one inside.
Okay, I check in closets, under beds.
So that would be investigate. What skill would you like to use?
I think investigation is my good one.
You're okay at it.
Yeah. I'm okay at it. I'm average. I'm at 6. Plus 6 on
it. Oh, you have expertise in it.
You're going to be better at it.
Could I convince you to do stealth?
No.
Spook them.
No.
Damn it. Because that's plus 9.
If you can explain it, sure. But if you don't, I'll make you roll a deci. I'll make you roll something else.
I'm being extra sneaky. I don't want to scare the fire, and I don't want to scare the person.
Of my choice.
Okay, never mind. I'll just do investigation. You're right. 10 plus 6 for 16.
So unfortunately,
it's a fail.
Natalie, unless you guidance it,
you only get one.
And it's
a bonus action, not a reaction.
How close was I?
She forgot she had it.
By one.
You son of a bitch.
I'll let you do it.
She forgot she had it, too.
Plus 4.
And conveniently, that was not a valid answer. So there's no fail and no success. There was no one there.
So I wasted my time.
Correct.
Fantastic. Next floor.
But it is no failure, no success. I know where everyone is. So, and that was not that was not where someone was.
Okay.
What does your gorilla do?
He's going to the next floor.
Okay.
What's he find?
Ted goes up and he sees that there are two doors. One is open, one is closed. Mm-hmm. But he hears crying coming from the open door.
In my head, if someone is evacuating a building, they would leave a door open.
Yes, you always leave it open.
So that means that someone was forgotten in that one, if they're crying. So he goes, because he is a gorilla, he's not very smart, he's going to go into that room. So
that room is on fire?
Of course it is.
Hiding on the couch is a old lady.
Mm-hmm.
Animatronic
old lady,
he's going to take 2d6 fire damage to get through it.
That's fine.
Before he can do anything with it. That is 9 fire damage.
He has 11 left. Actually, let's do that. Can he? He's gonna grab her and then yeet.
What is his skill that he's using?
Fuck it.
Or grapple. He could use grapple if he wants.
He's
to.
Gonna grapple
which
it.
Is that? Which is a use of athletics.
Okay. Which would be plus what?
Strength.
Great.
Yeah. I'm going to assume gorillas are proficient in athletics. Would you guys agree?
Yeah, grapple.
So plus, 15
plus 2 for 17.
Your gorilla succeeded. And
fucking yes.
He has a plus 2 strength.
It's got 15. Yeah. It's a beast of land.
He has 14, but it's plus 2.
All right, that was a success.
Thanks.
All right. And you hear a sudden thump, and beside you, a bathtub falls through the ceiling, and flames roar down behind it.
And I make my way upstairs. Was someone in the bathtub?
No.
Fantastic. I go upstairs.
Okay. That's your end of your turn. Art.
All right. I'm going to start by summoning a sibling, and we're going to head in.
Who are you hoping for? I know what your siblings I would think you'd hope for, but I'm not going to tell you who that is.
I'm actually hoping for Hazel.
Hazel's which one?
Blaster Brain. So Hermes.
Okay.
The artificer.
Oh yeah, that would be really good. What number is she?
She's one.
When's the last time you rolled one of those? Never.
Never.
No.
You sure let me roll because I always get ones.
Now you get what you don't want.
Exactly.
Oh. Rachel.
That's the Athena.
That is the Athena, yes.
That's who I was hoping. That's who I thought you were hoping for.
Yep, that was second on the list.
Yeah.
So
she appears and she says, "All right."
So we're gonna head into the kitchen.
How about you head into the kitchen and I'm gonna go stop that building from falling down?
Okay, that works even better.
She says, "Oh, there's a pressure cooker. I can hear it."
I hope it's a pressure cooker.
No, It's a pressure cooker that's about to explode.
Okay.
Remember mom about 5 years ago? Or no, sorry, remember dad about 5 years ago when he almost blew the house up?
Oh, yeah.
Think about it. And then she darts across to the apartment building, and I'm going to help you with this because she's an NPC. she is going to, what's her ability? Is it telekinesis or what? Is it magic? Because you had to define each of them, what they do.
She's the she has force.
Even better. She's going to make a force slide down from each of the floors. And she's just going to maintain it. So you don't have to carry people out anymore.
You just got to push them out of the window, Natalie.
Yep. Get them on the slide.
Heck yeah.
And then she also puts up, and what she does with it is she makes sure that she shoves in a shunt into the window below it. So essentially it's got a slide and then below it shunts, so it's holding up that side of the building. And it's in the hallway. So you just go outside. So, and that will give advantage on any escape attempt over there. And she also stabilized the building. All right, what are you doing?
I'm going to head into the kitchen.
You see a viciously rattling pressure cooker with a very scared chef hiding underneath the thing. And it's not like a standard pressure cooker. It's like one of the huge 8 to 15 gallon. You know, like you make, soup for 50 people with it. You know,
yeah.
And it is shaking.
So,
what do you do?
The closes it to the sink.
It's
because I'm assuming the whole kitchen is on fire.
It's not great. Yeah, you're going to be taking 1d6 of fire damage just going in there. 2.
Okay.
Any metal surfaces you touch are going to hurt you for another d6, so be careful. Actually, heat metal's, what, 2d8?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'd be under the effect of the heat metal spell, so it's bad.
Okay.
It's a pretty well-designed kitchen, so it's like 3 or 4 feet from it.
Okay. So I had two thoughts. One was either going with the alchemy chemistry and
I dig it. Okay.
Doing the baking soda and vinegar trick, which is
drop the temperature dramatically.
Well, it also creates carbon dioxide, so it'll smother the flames.
Okay, fair.
So says our chemist.
Giving a chemist alchemy tools is like, great, I can use my knowledge.
Or the other thing I was thinking was just getting the sink to just spray the, you know, water onto the...
Also valid. Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking...
I'm going to give you a freebie. You do see the gas is still on.
Yeah.
I did not turn that off.
Yeah, that too is... That's the easy one as you walk past, you know. Make sure everything is off, but I'm sure the flames around it are...
Doing just fine and keep turning the temperature.
I'm less worried about that than, you know, the gas will be the next one that I'll have to get taken care of. But... yeah, I think I'm just going to start with the alchemy.
Okay. Roll me an alchemy tools check. I think you did okay.
12 plus 5 is 17.
That is the DC. Describe the effect. I'll let you describe it.
So I'm sure they have the industrial big containers.
Yes, they do.
Gonna absolutely... You know,
blast the room with it,
and then you know, kind of grab a couple of bottles of vinegar, shatter them on the ceiling so that it drips down and creates the nice
bubble
of foam or the carbon dioxide layer.
The chef is still on the ground.
That's fine. He'll be covered, but he'll live. Then I'll get him out of there.
But once the fire damage, he does get up and run out the door.
Okay,
he does that.
So yeah, that would be.
You're a magitech, not tech, not like a technomancer. So he wouldn't hear that. Never mind. I
can hear technology talking.
If you're listening,
I am actively using my technology skill. Remember, that was my last skill I used.
But you also haven't seen a person yet. Okay.
I am looking for people.
Okay. Let me mark that off. And this is you have completed the. You stopped the explosion that was coming next turn. All right. Rob, but to be clear, the thing you thought of last time is still a valid thing to do. It would potentially stop fire on one or two floors.
Yeah. But currently I'm having access issues, so I'm kind of thinking about my plan B option. Rhymes binding ice.
Okay.
And just throw up magic.
It's only a 15-foot cone.
30.
It's a 30-foot cone? What? It's a 30-foot cone? You can get a half a floor with that if it's open concept.
Yeah.
Actually, you can get more than that with an open concept. Because it's a 30 by 30 building.
Mm-hmm. So my plan is to create a whole big chunk of ice to help lower the temperature and melt to create water to reduce the flame in the area.
So where are you going to do that?
Honestly, the top floor would probably have been the best bet. Because then the water goes down.
So you're going to take 2 to 6 of fire as you go up?
If
you do it from inside. If you're going to do it from outside, you'd need to wait till next turn to do your ice thing. But you wouldn't take any damage.
I'll gladly take the damage if it means going off this turn.
Take 3. I rolled a 1 and a fucking 2. I'm rolling my fieriest dice, too. They're the sorcerer dice from Roll for Initiative.
I do think this is probably going to be a good option. Yeah.
Very possibly. You see there are... How many people are putting this ice?
Or how about instead of doing the binding ice, I'll do suggestion and say everyone safely make your way down.
Suggestion's a 3rd level spell.
2nd.
Is it? I thought it was 3rd. Am I wrong? I could be wrong. Suggestion's on one person, isn't it?
30-foot radius.
A creature.
Oh. That's less good.
I was like, there's no fucking way. I'm thinking mass suggestion.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about too. I just thought mass suggestion had a bigger radius. I can pick a person at a 30-foot radius. So yeah, I'm going to keep with the binding ice. He already used persuasion, so I can't use persuasion.
Correct.
How's my intimidation? Investigation's already been...
Deception?
Oh, yeah, plus two.
Don't do that. Don't waste that.
Yeah. Can I use Boy Scout?
By the way, to be clear, yes, you could. You can use the skill someone else has used, but it's a disadvantage because effectively it's already been... It doesn't impress your teacher.
Yep.
That's what it is.
Can I use Boy Scout knowledge to relay the critical information to everyone on the top floor on how to evacuate safely?
You know, you walked through fire to get here.
Yes, and that because of that, I know where the fire is.
The staircase.
Did she put up slides on this building too?
She has not yet.
Do I think she will be doing it next round?
No.
No. Okay.
You do know that if you can get them behind you and you ice, it will make this floor safe.
Okay.
Until it melts.
That's what I'll do. I will convince everyone to.
So how are you going to do that? Oh, Boy Scout knowledge. Roll it. Yep. He's like, don't fuck me, dice.
It's already fucked me twice. There we go. 20.
There you go. Yeah, you managed to convince them. You know, there are four of them in there. And you manage to get that, and then you coat the room in ice. And you watch as it starts to melt and just, like, it's, you know, 5 foot of ice. It's melting and filtering down. You're going to save that many people.
That's a second level spell slot.
All right. And you hear from the apartment building the sound of like a slamming door. You've heard of like a roof access door. Mm-hmm. You hear that slam.
I take a look over that way without.
Yeah, because you look up and you see that there's an animatronic like standing on the roof side.
Gotcha. Do I see
with flames roaring behind them?
Rachel, I think it is.
Yeah.
I'll holler to her to make a path for him down if possible.
I'll try. Well, you'll have to roll for that on your turn, right? All right. Good roll, good goal. Okay.
Me.
Natalie.
Fantastic. Okay.
You're on floor 2 and 3.
3 now. I was heading up.
The monkey is on a different floor than you.
Yes, 2 monkeys. For you, 3 on monkey.
I was heading up to the third floor.
You have to do it. Yeah, now you do it.
Go up to the third floor.
The monkey has just put a kid on a slide. I put an old lady on a slide.
Okay, I go into the door that is shut.
It is locked.
Monkey.
You can unlock doors to yourself.
Like, you're so fucking right.
But also, you did not hear any noise coming from him. That's where the fire. That's where the tub fell through. You would have heard if there was someone in there. I'm just telling you. What's your passive perception?
So there is no one in there.
You don't think so?
I need to know, though.
That is up to you. Do you want to waste another turn? Maybe.
Yeah, monkey helping you. You can find the waste turns.
Okay.
That is fair. She does have a head. If she had some
okay, ruby, she would have two helpers. I go to unlock the door.
What's Murphy doing, by the way? He ignored his existence.
He's salty about that, by the way.
Yeah, I bet he is. I tell him to go to the first floor.
Got it. He turns into a giant tiger and bounced down the stairs. He jumps. He doesn't take stairs.
I tell Monkey to...
Gorilla.
The gorilla... to wait for me to be done with opening this door, and then he'll end up going downstairs too.
You don't want to go into the next floor up?
There's 4 floors?
5 floors.
Oh, shit!
You're on 3.
Then Murphy would be going up.
Or down. Down's also valid. You didn't go to the first floor. You just skipped it.
I know I did, because I jumped up into the building, because I was hoping I could get to the top floor, but I didn't. So, yeah, I guess Murphy would go to the first floor, and then when he's done, to go to the upper floors.
Or check for a basement. We know 2 of these have a basement.
And check for a basement.
You're no fun.
Thank you. Okay. Sleight of hand. What is it? What am I rolling?
Thieves' tools.
That's a 9 plus 9 for 18.
You open the door. There is no one inside.
I check closets under beds.
No one there.
Fantastic.
That is your turn for that. What is the, Murphy finds a very frightened boy holding an animatronic dog on the first floor.
An animatronic boy holding an animatronic dog.
Correct.
Fantastic.
And is he going? How is he going to convince them to get outside? He can't talk. It's a giant. He's a tiger. Yes. Right now.
And have you ever heard of a tiger meowing? It's the cutest fucking thing. Meow. And then to the door and meow.
How? What? Roll raw charisma.
God. Is that plus? That's minus one, you bastard. Okay, then he's nudging them to the door.
What stat is he using?
I don't know, whatever a nudge is. With, you know what, like...
a big tiger intimidate them.
I don't want to intimidate... They're a child and a dog! I'm bumping them to the door.
Roll strength.
And if they're not going to get up, I'm just going to grab them and go.
Roll strength.
Actually, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to grab them and go.
How?
Ha!
Okay, good. You get one, then you drop the dog.
The dog will follow.
Maybe.
So, I nudged both of them.
Roll strength.
In here. 18 plus 3.
Her dice.
Yeah.
And compared to your dice.
Yeah.
There's, I've not seen a disparity as this big in forever. Yeah, nudge them out. They're fine.
Did he, okay. And then that's my turn. That's my turn. Monkey.
At the end.
I still got gorilla.
Monkey goes up. Right.
Ow, son of a bitch. Yes.
And goes up and finds that it is a single open floor.
Yeah.
And it is engulfed in flames and there is no one there. But there is a stairway leading up.
Okay, and then he will head his way up.
He's in take 2d6 of fire.
Don't do me dirty. Six. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
You hear the office building start to creak with the extra weight of the ice.
Melting ice.
You know it doesn't decrease the weight, right?
No, but it spreads it out.
It doesn't decrease the overall weight.
It's also evaporating. Sublimate.
Okay. All right, next.
All right, well, I'm going to go over to the creaking office building. He's on the inside, up on the top floor.
Correct.
Right.
Right.
What the?
Something fell in there. I wanted it out.
No.
All right. So what does Chris do on his turn? You said you're going to run over to the office building?
Yes, I'm running over to the office building.
You don't have any big plant abilities yet, do you?
No, I don't.
That's not for levels. Like, yes. Trees and shit like that would be helpful.
Yes.
There's a kind of tree that thrives on fire. I'm trying to think of what it's called.
I know certain pines require fire to germinate. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of. And they're highly resistant to it themselves. Their bark is.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, their pine cones like explode, right?
There are certain
basically that's how they expel their seeds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get like fire acorn bombs, that's what I imagine it being. Just like a pine cone that explodes.
All right. All right, I'm going to try to use the thorn whip.
Okay.
To try to support the building so it doesn't collapse.
I dig it. I'm going to let you roll an attack roll at disadvantage because it's not what it's for.
Understand.
But it would be very helpful.
Hey, Paul, power check.
Oh, probably it's power check instead. That makes sense. You only need one dice.
Not disadvantage.
I'm going to use my last inspiration because I wasn't going to let him take them both.
Savage.
Oh, that's an improvement.
Did it go to 1 to 20?
Yes.
That is the biggest improvement. This is the best trade deal.
Well, I prevent you from having disadvantage on this.
That's true.
Yeah, he big brained it. With a nat 20, I'm going to give you a bonus. In addition to the building is stabilizing, because essentially it was going to happen is the ice was going to break the structure out and it was going to bow out. You essentially you put it around the middle section, and it's also going to form like a ladder on the outside.
Okay.
That you could go down to avoid the flames. So it'll be climbable.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
What can I say except you're welcome.
And I'm assuming Rachel is continuing to.
Rachel is going to extend her actually, she'll need a power check. Can you roll your power? Roll power minus one for you.
So I rolled an 18.
Yeah, she's fine. She extends a slope up to or a curly Q slide up to that guy, and he gets in it and jumps down it.
Okay.
So you've saved an additional person. And the ladder gets four people down. Actually, it's only three of which are capable, so.
So there's one more up by me?
Yes.
I mean, basically guide down?
Correct. What the fuck? Can I math? Okay. I went the opposite way. I counted up on one and counted down on the other. Not at all confusing to me.
So top floor is clear. Stairwell is good because of the ice.
Yes. Well, no, the stairwell's better because of the ice. It will be 1d6 fire, not 2d6. Or you can help carry them outside, carry them down the outside.
I will help carry them down the outside.
Roll athletics, because no one's used it yet except for the monkey, and I'm not counting that.
This guy at least rolled an 11.
Three.
Not a one.
You were close. Oops.
Is it a one? Is it a one?
No, it's a four.
Oh, God. I literally said don't, not a roll, not a one.
For a total of a 10.
That is failed by five or more. You drop them. Art?
I use the Ring of Featherfall.
Are you wearing it?
It's down attunement.
Who's wearing it?
I don't honestly know.
But you're both of the buildings. If either one of you are... So for funsies, we're going to roll a d6. All right. One, two. Actually, who do you want to be? What number do you want it to be?
Even.
Okay, no, it's between the three of you, because no one, you did not determine who's wearing it. So I assume someone's wearing it.
Wearing the ring?
Yeah, a Featherfall. I'm going to go 1-2 for Rob, 3-4 for Art, 5-6 for Natalie.
But you know I always pick 6.
Okay, then we'll flip it. I don't give a shit.
I'll take 1-2. All right.
So if you roll 1-2, if it's a 1-2, that you can't do it. If it's a 5, if it's anything other than that, one of you can cast Featherfall on them.
It's a one.
I just talked ourselves out of it.
You really did.
No, wait, no, he was joking. Dang. He was joking.
If you can give me a reason why someone else would be having it, I'll give it to you.
I have access to stupidity. I'm super smart dumb.
He's our close weapons fight whore.
Why would he need a Featherfall ring?
For if he falls off a building. Because he is yeeted.
Them two have allies. I don't.
Yeah, his allies are computers, and I don't think computers would save him from falling to his death.
I'm actually going to go with that. So yes, you have it, and you cast Featherfall. That's fine. It is burnt. It is spent for the day. I think it's at will, isn't it? I don't actually know.
It might be
self only.
I think rings are self only.
So you have to grab them and fall with them. So you're now on the bottom floor. That's fine.
Is there anybody else up there?
Actually, roll a strength save.
That was the last one.
Okay.
21.
You're good. DC was 15. To hold on to them as you fall. All right, so that was that. That is one more off. That is, there are certain people left in that building. Okay. All right. After that nearly cataclysmic turn, the building on top, it does, the ice floods down below, and you hear crying from the second floor. You hear like screams of, you know, terror from the floor below.
Now the ring of feather falling, when you fall with, while wearing this ring, you descend at 60 feet per round and take no damage from falling.
Yeah, so you fell and held them. I got it. Yeah. Okay.
I would, if I had the ring, I would have just jumped.
Yeah. Okay, next. Natalie?
Yes.
What you doing?
I'm on the fourth floor. Correct. No.
You're on the third floor. You're about
third to go floor, to the fourth. About to go to the fourth floor. Monkey says, be careful.
It's just a field of fire up there.
Okay. Be careful, there's fire up here. Okay. Murph, we'll start with Murph. Murph is going...
He finds a door to the basement.
Go into the basement, bud.
He's like, I'm a cat.
Don't tell me what to do.
Opens door. down there, there is no fire, but there are people. But there is some kind of noise down there.
And he's pointing as he's making those noises.
I need to roll the hit.
What?
I miss as a firebolt misses Murphy. I've entered the initiative.
Where did it come? Where did it come from?
From the monster in the basement.
Okay.
I'm going next because I rolled a net 20, and I choose when I go in the initiative.
You sure you don't want to go top of the order?
Yes.
Okay.
Murphy can't really communicate.
You can mentally communicate with you.
Boss, there is.
he did not call you boss.
Sidekick.
Yes, that's much more accurate.
What would he say? Sidekick.
Somebody's throwing fire at me.
Servant. Minion.
Minion.
Bad boy.
Anyway, but he says, "He's a boss. I just got blasted by a firebolt. Like a blast of fire. Not great. The basement is not a good place. Bad place.
Okay. Well,
I think there's someone down there, but there's more than one person."
Can I tell them? Can I yell out a window? Is there a window?
Yeah, there's windows.
I yell out the window. There is the basement in this building.
Okay, we kind of know.
And it's attacking Murphy.
Basement attacking Murphy?
There's someone in the basement attacking Murphy.
Oh.
I swear to
she
God.
She didn't say someone. All she said was basement attacking Murphy.
I heard. All right. So that you started with Murphy. Would Murphy like to continue down there?
Yes.
Murphy is going to see there is a man. It is an actual person.
Mm-hmm.
Who has an animatronic held like across the chest with a firebolt in his hand, with a fire in his hand. He says, "Leave. This is." Let the world burn. As he hams it up hard.
An animatronic?
No, he's a person.
Oh, okay.
Is Murphy going to attack him?
Yes.
All right, roll the hit.
So...
I rolled to see which building he was going to be in.
Where's my to hit?
It's plus 5.
Okay. That ain't going to do it. 4 plus 5.
Misses.
Yeah, I figured.
But he's now in melee with the fireman.
Yes. Bye, Murphy.
All right, next.
No, I haven't gone yet. Right, then, and then me.
And then you.
Fourth floor, please.
Is a field of fire.
Okay.
You gonna move across to get to the next stairway?
Yeah.
2d6 fire.
Okay.
Take 8.
Fantastic. Okay.
I did not see
Monkey. Monkey goes to...
Monkey's already at the next stairway because he moved across it last turn.
Okay, he's going upstairs. What does he see upstairs?
It is an open concept floor. There is a single person running, like hiding by the window. Can't seem to get the window open.
Monkey breaks window, and then
roll to hit the window.
Another plus 5.
I believe so.
5 plus 5.
10 hits the window.
Fantastic.
Roll damage. It's bulletproof glass. Hardness is
D8. D8. Where are you, D8? I don't have a D8 out. That might be why. There you are. An 8 plus.
That's enough. You break the window and he like knocks the frame out.
Right.
And the window just falls down the slide.
And then
they fall out on the slide.
Okay.
Safe. Good. There's no one left on the top floor.
All right. Fantastic. That is my turn. Murphy, goodbye, bud.
He's going to cast a spell.
Of course he is.
Roll dex save.
Dex save.
He says, okay. I'm pilot light.
Of course you are, bud.
What'd you get? What'd you roll?
17 plus 1.
You'll take half. Take half of 15. So 7.
Jeez Louise, man.
It's the first time Murphy's being hit this combat. You're fine. He might not be happy with you.
He's like, my fur is singed. We will talk.
I figured. So.
Before I eat this thing. After I eat this thing, sorry.
So she is at 40. Monkey is at 5. And then Murphy was 20 minus, what was it?
7.
7. So 13.
That's one of the better Burning Hands I've cast.
So has anyone else been hurt?
Yeah.
Okay, they can.
I took 3 points.
I took 2.
Oh. Great job, guys. Remember when you were saying this morning that Fall throws punches at me?
All right, next.
Don't look at me. He's next.
I'm going to head into the basement.
Mm-hmm.
Of the apartment building?
Yeah. You see a man in a very overtly bad superhero costume, a cowl costume, shooting, attacking the cat.
I'm going to do hold person.
I'll try and make a save. What's the save on it? Wisdom or charisma?
Wisdom.
I rolled a 2. So I don't care how big my bonus is, I fail. Plus 10, I still fucking fail. All right. Yeah, he is. He's got. Ah, that's not kind.
Yeah.
So, what would you like your sister to do? Looks like you have all the people out of the. Now, however, the building is still falling down.
And she's bracing the building.
Yeah, she's going to continue to brace the building.
So she removes the slides instead. She leaves the slides because there's people still up there. Your friends. And a monkey. Gorilla. Damn it. You've just talked about Jane Goodall and you say monkey instead of gorilla. Shake my head.
Well, you keep saying it's small, so now I'm thinking it's a monkey.
That's reasonable. It is small, first the stats, but.
Yeah.
You can make it. It becomes bigger later.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's that. He did his thing. You did your thing. Athena, she removes one of the lower like slides and turns it into a strut across it.
Okay.
Okay. Next up is.
Do we know how many people we're supposed to rescue?
No.
I'm going to head back into the same building I just fell out of. Because I skipped the whole second level.
Yes. You find that was the accounting firm. There's a single, very overworked looking animatronic sitting at a desk with headphones on and in a room that is weirdly without fire.
No.
But it is freakishly hot and you see his headphones are actually melting.
I will. Take off the headphones and I'm going to use...
He like lulls to the side. He's obviously unconscious.
Can my Misty Step take people with? I forget. Originally I was going to have Vortex Warp to teleport people out, but I switched it to the last one for suggestion.
That was a mistake.
Yeah.
Vortex Warp would have been perfect. Mm-hmm. You, 90 feet that way. Oink.
Yep. So I'm just going to... 1 second... magic tech boost him awake to have him also walk so I don't have to carry him and double up on athletics.
How?
I'm staying right next to him. I have magic tech. I upgrade him.
What are you using to upgrade? You can't do up to a person. Hey. Oh, he's an animatronic.
Exactly.
That feels wrong. I'm not going to allow that. No. You're not going to take advantage of how the test is built to win it.
Okay.
I would just, you know, it would work. You know, you wouldn't get credit for it.
Okay, then I'm just going to use my 18 strength, see if I can carry him out.
That's valid.
Even though
I've strength, no skill. Or athletics with disadvantage. Your choice.
Four or six. So I'm going to go with plus four, I guess.
Roll it. DC is not 17, it's only 15, because he's just carrying somebody.
Yep. And I can't guidance myself.
Correct.
So I have less than a 50 shot.
It's heavy. It's made of metal.
I know. I'm just saying my chances are still low.
With your rolls, they're very low anyway.
I make it.
Yeah.
13 plus 4.
17. You hit the real number. You managed to not drop. You managed to not, like, bounce his head off the wall or anything as you carry him downstairs.
And I don't see anyone else on the building on the way out.
First floor. You never
went in. I started on the first floor.
You ran past.
I went right in and then used my technology roll.
No, you did it from outside on the security panel.
I said I went in and did it.
The security panel was on the outside, but I didn't. There is one person on there. It's like a tailor's shop. So it is a room full of textiles with a fire.
Gotcha. I have another biting ice ready.
That could be next turn.
All right.
But you're down to one bad. I'll give you a hint. There is no more than two people left in that building.
In my current building or in buildings?
After you. In that building. In building two. The office building. Natalie.
Okay. Everyone's under this building, and I'm on the fifth floor, right?
Yes, you're on the fifth floor. There is, you know that Murphy is fighting someone in the basement, and...
checked all the floors.
Correct. The only person left in the building is the person being held hostage by Pilot Light.
Okay, so...
You can take the slide.
Light. I was going to say, we both take the slide. And then we go into the basement.
Yeah, roll the hit. Actually, what would you like to do?
Okay, so roll down the side, go back inside, go down the stairs, and then I see them, and I go... Which is arrow.
With your bow. Okay. Shoot.
Do you want to say the magic words first?
You. Hunter's Mark.
Good job.
Thank you.
Good call, Rob.
What even happened?
It went on top of the other dice.
That was kind of cool, though. 16.
You hit.
Plus 9.
I repeat, okay. You hit.
10. And then what do I add to it? D6. D6. 10 plus, because 0 is 10, right?
Yeah.
10 plus 4 plus 5 for 19 damage.
He staggers back and releases the hostage.
He's still held.
He can't stagger back. He can't release the hostage.
Person.
He can't stagger back. He can't release the hostage. He is in one place. He's very sad now.
Are you going to let go of him?
He can't.
Okay.
He's not moving. You should have had advantage on that shot.
Not with ranged weapons. Isn't it?
Oh, I think.
No, it's no auto crit. I thought.
It's paralyzed, right?
Is it restrained or paralyzed? For a whole person.
You do have advantage, at least.
We'll see if you have 20. And
it's crit if you're within 5.
No.
You didn't. Okay. Okay.
Paralyzed.
Murphy?
Yep. Murphy says, fuck it, I'm out.
Is that going to bite him and then run?
I don't want to kill the guy.
You can do non-lethal.
Yeah.
He won't release him because he's being held, right?
If he goes unconscious, he'll pass out.
But when he
fall over.
Non-lethal. Bitey, bite, bite.
Roll an advantage.
And it's plus 5.
I believe so. I'll double check.
It's a 3. It's a 3 plus 5.
That's your high number?
Oh. It's a 3. 3 plus 5.
It's not Murphy's day.
Monkey.
Monkey.
Ted. 12.
You have advantage, but yes, that would hit anyway.
9.
12 plus 5 is 17, so yeah, mm-hmm. That hits.
Mm-hmm. You crit.
Roll a d6. Is it a d6 or d8 for him? Beast of land.
Depends on what I'm doing. So charge is...
It's not a charge.
Okay, so actually, it's maul.
It could be a charge, yeah.
Is it maul? If a beast moves at least 20 feet straight forward to at a target and then hits it with the maul action on the same turn, extra d6 slashing damage.
Okay.
It would not be the charge because...
We're not charging.
Down the stairs.
Down the stairs, yeah. Yeah. So it's
so just a d8.
It's all around about.
A d8 is 7 plus 4.
Plus another 8.
Plus another 8.
11. So, 19.
That is enough to get him to say, I surrender.
Okay.
Roll insight.
Yeah.
He's about to explode.
Well, that's a 17 plus, let's see. It's not as high as sight.
You hit. He has a 15 AC.
No, it's the insight.
Oh, insight, yeah.
Plus 4, so 21.
Yeah, he's not lying, but there's something he's not saying.
That's fine. I'm still going to hit him.
All right.
No, actually, I'm going to go up and search him. Since he can't move.
That's a good idea. Roll
investigation.
Sleight of hand, I guess. If you want to like, or investigation at disadvantage. Screw it. You can just roll investigation. That's the roll for this.
11 plus 3 for the investigation.
You find a detonator.
Okay, I'll take the detonator.
He looks aghast. Like shit.
Damn it.
It is armed.
Sir, deactivate.
Yeah, it's a thumb switch, and then put the cap back on it.
Yeah. Know?
It's like the stereotypical like movie bad guy detonator.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you hear a Rob hears, or Codex hears on the other, in the office building, hears a...
Good so, job, yeah, Rob.
you hear a... powering down. Powering down.
All right, something powered down. But I'm still getting these people out.
Yep.
I put out all the fire.
With Rhyme's Binding Ice.
And rescue the two people still here.
We'll roll this up. Yeah, you guys managed to get everybody out. You disabled the bomb, that which was a firebomb in the basement of the office building. It was going to just engulf the entire building in flames in two turns. I had 10 turns before it went off. You guys suck. And you managed to save everybody.
All right.
Yay.
And overall grade was...
You're going to roll for our grade? Can't you just say?
Oh, I'm going to roll. What I need to roll is for the rest of the team. See how they do.
Oh.
So, can each of you roll me 1d20?
Okay, where's...
High is good or bad?
This is how well the other teams did.
So do we want... High rolls or low rolls?
You want low. I want high.
Oh, well then. I'm sorry, guys.
This guy just came out of detention. This dice came out of the jail.
Duns.
Net 20.
9. You said each of us rolled d20, correct?
Yes.
I rolled a 19. I'm sorry, guys.
Alright.
Somebody did.
I rolled a 13. That's okay.
Oh, I rolled a 19. I'm sorry.
My high roll's a 13. 9. So the team that does the best is there's a guy with water powers. He just sprays the place down. I think it's Ocean Spray, or her name is Ocean Spray, I think.
Are we allowed to have a hero named Ocean Spray?
I just said it, didn't I? I mean,
that sounds like something I would come up with.
I think you might have, actually. Oh, no. So one of them has hydrokinesis, so he used water to and put everything out. That was Hobie Ho. Ocean Spray has a like wet wind that she makes. So she helped, you know, that was really helpful in putting everything out. So those two do as well. Or let me, the only person who does better than you is Hobie Ho on team three, I believe. If I'm right, if my fucking notes are correct, which I hate myself for putting it away. I want to say it was team three. Yeah, team three. Who is it? But they are also your biggest competitor in the clash. So they're probably your biggest competition. Sylph and Tychus were almost useless. Gravity Galaxy Gal did a great job. She managed to take out the entire, you know, big building by herself. Mm-hmm. She just turned gravity off and told people to pull themselves out the windows.
Yeah.
And the other, like, Sylph comes out with charred hair from the diner because she did not stop the explosion.
I didn't think they were part of our competition.
No, this is full competition.
This is not class. This is class. This is just regular class.
Oh, okay.
This is an assessment.
Okay.
But yeah, you guys are going to walk away with two copper chits.
A piece?
Two copper tokens each.
Oh, there it is.
And you guys are going to find that behind the terrible mask pilot light was one of the cooks. His name is Jimbo. And, he makes a mean barbecue with his fire powers. He was wearing a terrible, like, outfit. Like, you almost could tell, like, without it.
Yeah.
And as you guys succeed on that, we'll call it for today.
All right.
All right.
Take care, folks.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.